We're on Daf Mem Omed Beit, the third line of the Omed. Omar Rab Ami Omar Rav, Maidachsi Va'ato Ben Odom, Asei Lecho Klei Goylo. The Navi was told to make Kalim, which a Goyla needs. What are the Klei Goylo? Ne'er Zuner Uka'oro Ushetiach. These are the bare necessities that he needs. He needs a ka'ora to eat from, to drink from. He needs a ner to see what he's doing. And he needs a shetiach. Now, a shetiach, so the Ran says, ushtiach oir lechel olot, to eat on it. It was a portable table. That's what Tosfos also says. Shtiach er mevushel sha'oichlen olov. V'noisen oisei oivrei drochim imam. It seems, for some reason, a ka'ora is not sufficient. One needs a shetiach also. V'roshe shetiach er lishon olov. So then these, we can understand, this is the bare necessities, what a goyla needs. Now it says in the Teucheche, a klole b'tzomei u'be'eirem u'v'chaysa keil. Rov b'tzomei b'eirem u'v'chaysa keil. So what is the chaysa keil coming to include? Omar Rav Ami Omar Rav b'loi ne'er u'b'loi shulchan. But the Pharisean says that Eirum, Tzomei, Rov, these are Chischeinis Protius. And each one is suffering from that. The Chayser Keil comes, there's a Chesorin that is, all of them are Nechsar. All the people are Nechsar with this Chesorin. It's not only a Chesorin Proti, and that's Ne'er in Shulchan. That means, ne'er le'echod, ne'er le'meyo. It seems that you could have a lot of people, somuch al shulchonoi. So this is a chesorin that, more than a chesorin proti, this is a chesorin that touches keil. That's how Rami Yomar Rav said. Rav Chisda Omar b'loi isho. B'chaysa keil. So the Joseph says pshat over here that we're speaking about a teicheche, but teivu washnayim in a echod, that one is machazik the other and one helps the other. But beloy isha, so then the tzore is much more aggravated. Others say that stamazay. Ashari b'loy isha, ashari b'loy toive, b'loy simcha, b'loy bracha, b'loy chayma. So that's called his chasa keil. Rav Sheshis Omar b'loy shamish. But speaking in the teicheche, they'll be missing the convenience of a shamish, of a servant. Now what's the terrible calamity, you don't have a shamish, that's all that's missing. We're talking about Eirum, Tzomei, Lechaysa Keil. So the Tiferesian says pshat as follows, that there are, for example, you have a poor person, so what is he missing? He's missing some bread and water, and then his itztachasen are taken care of. That's all what he's missing. A rich person who is used to conveniences, to a servant, to thus, so he's missing something else. Oh, he's missing the servant. This also is a chesorin by him. So this is part of the klole. That means when they'll go into golis, and the Teichich will be chal, not only will they have these chesroines, that there's no bread and there's no water, they'll feel that what they possessed before is mit, they'll feel the chesaron of that also, which is also a chesaron. So that means that that aggravates what they have now. They'll still be missing that. That what they were mafunik till now, so they'll feel this chesaron. Rav Nachman Omar v'loy deya. Seems deya is everything. They won't have das, how to feel sich in golis, how to feel sich be'eis soro, how to alleviate the tzar. Tono b'loy melech u'b'loy revav. Others say b'choysa kel means that the matamim of the machel, that means this will also be missing. For example, one would think that maybe when he's hungry, so he can eat without the salt. He won't be able to eat it, and he'll be missing the salt also. So the food that he'll have, he'll be missing the dover that's mashlam, the food, and he won't be able to eat it. Omar Rabbi, Noktinon ein oni elo bedeya. He says, the true oni is an oni bedas. The marova omri the dobe kulabe. The loy dobe mabe. If he has das, he has everything. If he doesn't have das, what does he possess? Do koni machosa. Do loy koni makoni. So the Tiferes Sion is Mavair as follows. With the, in Marov, they were speaking about two things. The first thing, Dobe, is a person that's born with Das. There's a person that's born Achmon and Aslan without Das. If he has Das, he's born with Das. That means he was born with Das, now he can use the Das. Now, but he has to have Das. Like he says, just like a Doimim, cannot become a tzemeach if it's a doimim. So he's born without das, there's no hope for him. Do, the loy do be, ma be. So that's achmon and its law. So a person born with das, it's a gewaldik ebroche, kula be, he has murdik potentials. But what is he going to do with the das? Is do koni, if he'll be kinder with the das that he has, will be kind of more das, be kind of das teire. So then, ma choser. So then he's not choser anything. That means this whole world, if he's kind of das, so everything is havelah volim, nothing bothers him, he knows ma chayvosei beilomai. So if he's kind of with the das he has, he's moisev on that das, ma choser. Do loikoni, if he's not koine with the das, more das. No, he has das, so he wants to be ma'asif hoin, he wants to have a lot of money, a lot of tanugi elam hazeh. Is if do loy koni, ma koni. So what did he get already? What did he get? Because yesh loy mona reitze masayim. So memele, so, or yesh loy masayim is reitze abameis. So al kaponim, if he's not kind of this, so what do you get already? The more he gets, the more he's a nechsar. The bigger nechsar he is. Omar Rab Alexandria, Omar Rabchia Barabe, Eina choyla oimid mechol yoi, at shemoichlam loi al kol abinoysa. Shenema haseileach l'chol aveinechi, horefei l'chol tachluechi. So the H. Yosef brings down a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Olo lemite doime shenimsa l'sardiyot. That means when a person gets into bed already, so that means it was a mishpat on him, he was given over to the executioner. That means, there's something, there's a mishpatan. So, in order to be nitzel from this mishpat, an antibiotic won't help the situation. In order to be nitzel, so one, ha-seleich l'chol aveinechi is a hakdome to ha-reifi l'chol tachluoichi. That means he has to take care of the avoinis. He has to be zeiche to sliches avoinis. The choli is an einish. So now he has to take away the sibis of the einish. So that means, eina chola oimid mechol yad shemoichel el kol avinaisa. The Ian Yaakov says that the fever that a chola suffers from is equivalent to the eishel gehenim. It's an eish, we'll see later in the Gemara, it's an eish min ha-shamayim. This is an eish mishav shamayim. So memeila, if he's zeichet to refue, he has to previously be zeichet to aselech l'chol avinechi, and that's the machle is a seder, yisurim emalkin avinechim shalodam demasho says. So memeila, so in order to be zeichet to refue, the sibis of the chayli has to become bottle, and that's the avinus. After the chayli, when he gets healthy, he gets back to his younger years. Shenema lutafash besorei minoya yoshuv limei alumov. Now, what is pshat? He gets back to the younger years, so we'll see. L'chayre, there's two pshatim here. Rashi says, Chayze l'mei alumo, d'nase ketinik, sh'lei toam tam chet. Now what does that mean? That it becomes like a tinik, sh'lei toam tam chet. So the Tiferesian says that this mirak avoynis through chayli, that means this, besides the etzem chet that a person, etzem aveira that a person does, is another problem. There's a problem of aveira gereres aveira. That means if he was nichshol in aveira, now he's susceptible to be nichshol again. The mirk ha'ovain that comes through chayli, not only is memarik the etzem ovein, but it takes away his susceptibility to chait. That what he was, that what was aveira geireres aveira is nase ketinik shelei toam tamchet. That is the koyach of the chayli. The chayli takes away not only the einish from the etzem chet, but that the greire that the chet brings about. That's what Rashi says. Let us see the Ran. Ublei rabab shemen, leikoni deya makonim, ayoy leikom ashikne, chayzu lemei elumo, acha shecholo venisrape, mischazek tivoi, liyes yoyser bori mima shehoya kaidem choyay. That when he gets healthy, he becomes stronger than before. That's what the Ran says. That's what Taisus also says. Now, how does this work? So that the Pharisee wants the same shot, but as we had mentioned before, the sibes ha-choyli is the chet. That brings about a chet. Perhaps it's kedai to tell over the zamer de kemaise that the behetiv brings down. There was once someone that came to the Arizal, and he had pains in his shoulder. So he came to the Arizal. He didn't go to the chiropractor, he came to the Arizal. So the Arizal asked him, does he speak out after Mayim Achayinim? So he said, no, lessons he made, he washes Mayim Achayinim, then he learns a Perek Mishnayis, and then he benches. So the Arizal said, that's the reason. Because you speak out after Mayim Achayinim, so that's why your shoulder hurts you. Why? He says, because Chazal tell us, take if l'netila brocha. Take if his eyes is tough, chof, fei. And it's going a mayim achoinim. If you mekayim the take if, so memele, so there's no problem with the kosev. You mekalkal in the take if, so memele, the kosev fulfill it. Al koponim, the Arizal nu achoili gashmi is a poil yoitze from, I mean, they knew how to look at the sheirish of the machle. So memele, so when the person, till he became sick, he was getting schwacher and schwacher. So that all was the chet. So if lemaise, it's bimei alumov that he's a tinnik shenoilad beloi chet. So memele, physically also, he gets back his koiches. Because the sibis, a chulsha also becomes bottle. Kol mishkova yofachta b'chol yoy, omar Rav Yosef loyma demashkach limudei. Now, there's a shaila, if we're goyres, this posse kol mishkova yofachta b'chol yoy. It's mechlikas Rashi in the Rav. Rashi was goyres this, so Rashi says, "Rotafa shlamazay rotuf uposh." That means he becomes, he was dried up, he was al tachayli. Now becomes fresh again, and the posh means he's nisave pushu. Yeah, kol mishkov yafachta b'chol yoy. So Rashi says, "Kol seder hatzos limudoi hamesudoloi." I mean, just like you have a bed that's made, his everything, his whole learning was mesuda, is napach loy bechol yoy. So it becomes nesapach umeshakloy. Kol mishkovi, everything, if he was mesada hofachto bechol yoy. That's the drosha from the posik. Now, the Ran wasn't going as this. So the Ran says, Loime de mashkech limudai, yemei alumav kadorish meinyin halome, that this is not this a new posik. The Gemara brings on the previous posik, yoshuv limei alumav, that means that it'll be yomim of halome, he'll forget whatever he had learned. The Masha says you don't have to say this. Yemei Alumov means it will be like a tinnik, a noilet. Automatically he doesn't have any ideas. So Memela, that's his Mashkach Limudai. Rav Yosef Cholash, Rav Yosef became sick. He Akale Limudai. He forgot all his learning. And the Inyakiv says Rav Yosef was the Sinai. He was the muyim de keboki. He had a muyim de kezikorin. Akeli mudei. Ahadrei Abaye kamei. And Abaye was the one that was marzeret back to him. Hainu de bachol duchte omrinen omar Rav Yosef leshmir li hodashmaite. Rav Yosef told over to Abaye, I didn't hear you tell me apsazah mechudishtike shmue. Amalei Abaye at Amrita Nelon. You were the one that told it to us. Mihomas Nisa Amrita Nelon. And you brought a raya from this baraisa. Ki avigomer Rebbe plus esrei api hilchese. Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a certain aloche, he had figured it out to explain. In 13 they found him. Agmarei l'rabchi yeshiva minoy. So seven of the Yefanim, he taught the Rabchi. L'soif cholash Rebbe. Rebbe became sick and he forgot everything. Ha'ad Rabchi kamei hanu shiva api da'agmarei. So he taught the seven that he had taught him, so he taught it back to him. Shita ozdu, but the other six, he never taught the Rabchiyah, so that's gone. Hava ahu katzre, there was a kaivis. Hava shmielei le Rebbe can have a goris lo. He used to be in the Beis Medrash when Rebbe used to learn. And when Rebbe was Mechadish, these 13, they found him, he was in the Beis Medrash, and he listened to Rebbe. So Memele, he knew all 13 Mahalchim. Ozo Rabchiye, Begoma Yasoin Kami Katzre, Ve'osa Vahada Yasoin Kami Rebbe. So Rabchiye went to this Kaivis, and he learned the other 6 Mahalchim. And then he taught it to Rebbe. Kat avechosi le'Rebbe lohu katzra. So when Rebbe saw this kaivis, amalei Rebbe at Rebbe atos isa oisi ve'es chiyah. You made me and you made chiyah. Ike da amri ochi komalei atos isa es chiyah ve'chiyah osa oisi. Others want to say, to the shyness over here, the shayla was, according to the first Mahalach, Rabbi Chiye did not know if this is taka what Rabbi had said. So Memele, he told it over to Rabbi, and then Rabbi reminded himself. So it came first, so it came to Rabbi Chiye through Rabbi. According to the second Mahalach, so that's first it came through Rebbe. According to the second Mahalach, Bekert Rabbi Chiya understood that this is what Rebbe had said, so Atos Isas Chiya, the Chiya also Isi. Vi Oma Rabbi Alexandria, Oma Rabbi Chiya Barabe, Godul Nes Shenasa Lochayle, Yaisim in Anesh Shanasla Lachananya Mishoel Vazal. It's a greater Ness that a Chayla becomes gesund than the Ness that happened to Chananya Mishoel Vazal. Shel Chananya Mishoel Vazal Eish Shel Hedyit. They were thrown into an Eish. But it was an Eish Shel Hedyit. There was a ish of Haylam Azeh, Va'akil Yechaylam Lechabaiso. This is an ish that is Yochel, that it can be extinguished through a Hedyit. So that shows the klishus of this ish. Vizu shal chayle shal shamayimi. But fever, where a chayle suffers, this is an ish min ha-shamayim. Umi yochel lachaboisa. That's when the chaser brings a raya that, we see by Leo Anovi, the Deish min HaShemayim, even though there was water, the water was not mechaba Deish min HaShemayim. So, a fever is an Eish min HaShemayim. So it's a nest, it's a gewaldike nest that he's eichel refuah. Va'oma Rabbi Alexandria, Oma Rabbi Chiya Barabe, Va'omiro Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kiven Shigia Kitzei Shalodo. When the time comes that a person has to leave this world, Hakeu Moishlimboi. So then he's susceptible to anyone. That means Kozman. He's supposed to be around. He hears a bazunder ashkoche, a bazunder eshmire, ki meloch av yitzavolach lishmol chobachol dorochech. A person is a mushgach and a mushma. But kivin shegi yikitze shalodom hakel moishlum boy. That means a freak accident could happen and that could bring about his misa. Shenema v'koye kol moitzi yargeini, and what happened? And Lemach killed him on Maisa with Lemach. He was blind and he shot him. The whole thing was such a modna Maisa. But if it's a gia kitzoi, modna Maisa could also happen. Rav Omar min hodenko. Limishpotecho omdu ayoim ki akil avodecho. That means when it comes an ace mishpat to be memalu the mishpat of the Rabbeinu Shlom is akel avodecho, so every nivra becomes a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shlom to be memalu this mishpat. So the Gemara relates two maises. Rabbe Bar Shile Omrulei Shochiv Gavra Gavoya. They told Rabbi Bar Shila that it was a tall person, and he had a very mishuna de kemisa, very unlikely. It was a gavra gavoya, a tall person, havarochiv girduna zutra. He was riding a small mule, moto titura. Now, if a person could be is riding on a camel, so it could be he doesn't have too much balance. If you have a very tall person is riding on a small mule, so between you and me, he can put his feet on the floor. He's not so unbalanced. They came to a bridge, istavit, so the mule became a sugar. And Shodye, they threw him into the river, and he couldn't balance himself. The small mule threw over this big gavra rabbi, because Shochiv, and he died. Kori al nav sheil mishpotecha omdu hayoyim, ki akir lavodecha. Shmuel chozye lahu akrabe. Shmuel saw an akrok, Yisive akrukoso, who was sitting on a frog. Va'ovro naro, and the frog took over the akrok. Tolko gavro, now this akrok went and bit someone on the other side of the no. Umayis. But Shmuel saw this whole thing. This was such a unnatural phenomena that an akrab goes over a dos and he finds a person he kills him. Kori yalei lemishpotecha omdu hayayim. Kakil avodecha. What does the Ran say? Yakele limudei, hichpad olov limudei, sheshokhoi. You forgot it. Plas esrei api, biyud gimul ponim. Katzra kevis. Mishpatech omdei ayem ke akil avadecho. Kimin shal mishpatech to omdu. They were standing in the day of the mishpat. Shigi ekitzam lomas akil avadecho lakayim esvara mishpat. So everyone is your heaven. Your mishpat will be mismali to everyone. Shochi will gavur gavoy, odom shayer gavoya, kloima oruch. Rochiv girdun ezutre, rochiv prey doktana, titura gesher. Yistavit ochastoi ruach shtus loisa preyde, vishlichosoi benor. And this small preyde threw over this gavur rab into the nor. Istavit miloshen stia ruach shal shigoy. Chiyoma baalme siyuta hudi nokte. Ak rukoso tzvardeye. Tomar Shmuel, ein mevakrin es achoyle, elo lomi shel cholcosoy chamo. One is only mevaker achoyle that is his fever. What does the Ran say? Shalcholtzose shalovashtoi chamo. He's melubish with fever. כאדם המזדיין שעידי כלי זין שאולוב נקרא חולוץ. He's fully armored, so he's feverish. This person is Yoni Mabakir Sachachaila. What does that mean? La Fuki Mai. What means Tafke this Choile La Fuki, which Choile are we not Mabakir? La Fuki Odisanya Abyosi Bembrotoime Mishum Rabeleza and Mabakrim Loi Choile Ma'ayim Loi Choile Ha'ayim Loi Mecha Shalosh, that La Fuki, a person who has fever, you're mevaker. You're not mevaker. Choyli ma'ayim, b'lei choyli ha'ayim, b'lei mecha shalosh. So the Gemara says, bishleim choyli ma'ayim, mishum kisufe. That's there's a portion to reason. Maybe it'll be nitzrach l'nekovo while you're there. So it's embarrassing. So memele, there's no inyan to make the choyle not feel good. That's not the mechuvan of bikur choyle. Elo choyle ha'ayin mechushi ha'roish maitayme. Mishum darav yudah, domar rav yehudah, dibure kosher le'eino. Now, the Rosh says by us, dibure kosher le'eino, v'cheinami le'meichesh ha'rosh sh'teva echod lehem. So memele, so it's by visiting the chayle and speaking with him, it's you're bothering him. I don't understand the goyim. The goyim is a gilsa kosher le'ene uleishta. But else it says kosher le'ene mali leishta. So that's good for fever. For fever, it seems it doesn't bother someone who has fever. I don't understand. Kosher la'ena ule ishta. I don't know. Omarove, hai ishta, ilav de pavanke de malacha de moiso. If it wouldn't be the shliach of the Malach HaMovis, that means the Malach HaMovis is the one that sends the fever. Mali, the fever accomplished something. Kechizre ledikli. Chad letlosen yoime vechi tiraike leguf. So, what does the Ran say? The Ran says, Kechizre ledikle, hutzin shesoviv hadekel, sheshemrim oisoi mibahimis vachayis. So the heat of the fever lemaise makes the body immune of other cholim, of other machlis. It protects, it's a megan. Trike makachas moil, it's a type of a medication, bekoyen loy trike. So it's like it does something for the goof, if he trike le goof. That when it says chad tlosen yoimen is not clear if it means that once every 30 days would be a good thing to have fever, but al kaponim, the fever accomplishes something. I think the fever fights the infection also. Av Nachman by Yitzchak Oma Loihi Veloi Teraike. Ibi Mevata Ala Demailus that the fever has. Oma Rabbe by Yonis and Oma Rav Yechiel. Arson yofe lechoyle lefuosai. Arson is a type of a machel that's good for a chayle. My arson, Amar Rabbi Yonison, chushlo desari atikta. The reish nafia. Let us see the Ran. Chushlo desari. So, oirim klufim, this is peeled barley. Reish Nafye Betchilas HaKodas HaNofe. When you start making the Maiser HaKodeh in the sieve, I think this is the first HaKodeh, so this is good for HaKodeh. Amar Abaye, Boin Bishule Kain Bischa de Ture. You have to cook this a lot like you cook meat. Rav Yosef Omar Smidi Desari Atikta de Reishnafye. Amar Abaye, Boin Bishule Kain Bischa de Ture. Smidi is Mustama, this is the fine soilus of the Sa'irim. So he says it should be made of fine soilus, not of the Tchilus HaKadosai. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Burdam, Ein Mevakrim, Ve Ein Maskirin Shmoi, My time, Omar Rabbalozim, Nushik, Meneshehu, Kemayan, Hanaveya. Omar Rabbalozim, Lamanikosh, my Buddham, Shehu, Kemayan, Hanaveya. Now, let us see the Ran. The Ran says, Burdam, Teva Achas, Kishtei Tevis. Boirdam, Buhu choyli shemakaleach dam milamato. So lechera means hemorrhoids. That was the, what, tachtoinius, what Chazal bring down. Ein mevakri noisoi, mishum de zimnen de tzorch le nekovo, umit stari lei. Ein maskirin shmoi, loima ploini choyle choyli burdom. The love loshen nikiyu. So the Ran learns pshat. It's not a loshen noki. This machlo. The Rosh says ein maskir in shmoi shlo yisbaye shachoyle. I mean, you don't say that the choyle has this machlo. It's an embarrassing machlo. Rashi has here three pshatim. One pshat Rashi says, Burdas, besamach, shilshul godul sheyoytze kol shoke maim anebeye, she'ein boi shulay v'yoytze mimenu kolamay. It's a diarrhea. Ve'iz da omri burdom v'mem, כמי בר שנבי אדם, ואיז דה אמרי, מקה שקוירן בון מלנט, which is a type of infection in the throat, שייצא נמי הימנו דם. This is Emerson Askere, but Chazal say, this is the מלנט, Rashi says, באסקר also, that's kosher שבקולו. מבני, now, this is a very interesting Rashi, So Rashi says, Shekoifeitz mize loze. It's a very catchy machle. And then Rashi says, Yesh boi sakone lahaskiroi. This is a very interesting Rashi that to even mention the name is also a sakone. See, people on Israel to mention certain machlos, it seems here Rashi, v'yesh boi sakone lahaskiroi. Well, let us get back to the Mishnah. We hear in the Mishnah, amud ha'anom echaveiroi, v'nichnas levakroi, oimid avola yeshev, Umerapoi refuas nefesh avoloi refuas mom. So in the Mishnah it says that merapoi refuas nefesh avoloi refuas mom. Look to Gemara, merapoi refuas nefesh avoloi refuas mom. Heichik toni, What is pshat? Yilaymed the refuas nefesh bechinam, refuas momen beschar, lisnei hochi, merapeyu bechinam avoloi beschar. Now, let us see Rashi, let us see the Ram. Refuas nefesh bechinam. So, begmoyda hava minem, that nefesh means bechinam. The nefesh diktoni, perushoi rotzoi. He does it on his own free will without being paid. Kida askechon im yesh es nafshechem. Kloimer, shemerape berotzen liboi, v'loi bischa. He's not allowed to take scha. Umetuk nemas nishin, b'shenichsei choyle asurin al haroifei. And the Mishnah is talking about that the Nichsei Choylis Asurin Ala Roife. So Memele, so that's why he can't take Scha. Shteitach HaMoyredik is Achto, that if a person is being Merapa Achoyle, and that he's not allowed to have enough of the Nichsei Choylis, he can't get Scha. Now how do we understand Daran? Baran l'shitose, let us look on Daf Lamed Dalet. There we had a machlekes, the Ran and the Rabbi Sof of the Ran. There on Daf Lamed Dalet, we heard as follows. The Ran said, was nichsei balaveda asurim ala machzer. So, from the Rabbi Sof, he said, Mekabo leimotzi shoko, the nixi balaveda surinolo. So, first the Ran brings down a mahalach, that the marzer is not allowed to have anlof on the nixi balaveda, so he can't get paid from him. And then the Ran himself says, is av mutuli kach mimenu schore. Alchanami mokim shnois laschav, and if a bottom in a cellar, Avagav the Yogleik, you agre, Balaveda Marcele, Misani Marcemi, nay the Balaveda Klau. Choice is Schar, Kvarhoye, Motzi, Biyodu. So the Ran brings down two Mahalchem over here. The person is Marzer and Aveda. If he's allowed to get schar from the Baal Aveda, if he's mudda from the Baal Aveda. The first mahalach said he's not allowed. The second mahalach said he is allowed. That's the Ran's mahalach. And here the Ran says for Dover Poshet that you're not allowed. I'd like to read over the Loshen of the Chazon Ish when he speaks about the Ran on Daf Lamed Dalet.
Like Zvina Harife. I mean, I don't say it's Zvina Harife. Zvina Harife always the Lekeach Hezano. Meisach nicht. Haloi ein heter Zvina Harife, elo ba'osach hano, v'loi ba'osach nechos. So, the Chazenish in the Kasha understood, osach nechsei balaveide asurim ala marzer means that he asked his nechosim. So the yasad is nechosim, so it's allowed to take the money. Umiyu yochelitin lo yischorim in nechosim sheboi liyodei acher haneda. So he says, ein nechaname. He says, when those nechosim, not allowed to, but he can give him a filler, we will assume that he's not permitted, the way we mentioned before, the Chazon Ish says it in this shtickel, that whenever it says, Yasas kol nechosov, he means to ask himself also, but he could give him from the nechosim we'll get later. So those nechosim never became Nessa, and it's not called he's being Mahanahim, because it's Hezvini, he says Zvini Zvini Harifa, or the Ram called Zvini Drame Alape. So he says over here. Now, and the next tickle, this is Kuflamed Vob Seif Sivkot Malet. The next tickle, he says, Vidas Haran the Mutala Kabul Schaked in Zvini Harifa. The Hava Hanos Lekeach. Mochinami Hava Nos Balaveide. Fine. The Mashe Kosafti, Sivkot and Aleph, less man the polig bisphoris haran. He says that everyone holds that. The Ran is the first. It makes a lot of sense. There's no machlekes in this. Vahoisrim haine baos on the chosov. Vosloi lekabu bishvil shal nechosim asurim olot ve'ef shedavki ben nechosim shoyi b'shas hanedich meshe kasati sivkot nalat avol imosar hano amuta lekabu schori. So the Chazon Ish makes out of here this in halacha, there's no machloikis. To being mahane yizicha could be mahane, that's not called ahano. He calls it Zvini Harif, it's Golgot. I mean, I don't know where he saw this in the Ran. But Zvini Harif, it's called Hanos Balaveda, I'm getting the Hano. So, Ran says it's Zvini Drami Alapi, in a different story, he got the business from someone else. Anyway, So he says this is a davar muskim in the those who hold that it's also speaking about the nechosim. Nichsei ba'alaveid asurim, and we're speaking about the nechosim that he possesses now. So he shalom b'mreimo. He says there's no machlekes. So according to the Chazon Ish, so now there's no problem over here. He says the Gemara understood over here that if it says bechinom, davke bechinom and not pischa, means from the money that he has now. That's how the Gemara understood. And that's what the Ran says over here. That's what the Ran says by us. We'll speak about those nechosim mamish. I mean, the Chazon Ish made this no machloikis between the Ran and the Raboiso. So here, so that's it's no stir in the Ran. Here, the Gemara meant if those nechosim benichse b'shenichse choy lasurim al roif, he's not permitted to have ano from he's not allowed to use his nechosim because nechosim are also bano. That's l'chayre the only way I understand pshat and the Ran. Hello, refuas nefesh gufay refuas momen behemtay. Let us see the Ran. Elo fuish nefesh gufoy. Umetukme, so here it's speaking about, b'shenichsei roifei asurin alochayla. the nixay roifei are also on the chayv, or mishem hachi. Loi, and let us say, like the chazanis, who is nefesh gufa? Yomotuk me b'she nixay roifei asurin ala chayla. The nixay roifei also on the chayla, or mishem hachi loi yerape behemta. Therefore, he's not allowed to be merape behemta. Urshiyesham roifei acher. And there's another doctor also. The Eloi Shari Larapoiso, because if there's no other doctor, he's allowed to heal the behemoth. Here it says Gufa, he's allowed, the behemoth is not allowed. Speaking about the Chayla can't have anof from the Reife. Afili can't have anof from the Reife. The Reife is permitted to heal him, but not permitted to heal the behemoth. So the Ran says, we're speaking about that there is no, that there are other doctors around, the other veterinarians. But if there's no other veterinarians, Yishar l'rapoisoi, tosnan marzeloi aveidosoi, yilat to be marze aveidim, ein lecha ashov gdoi lamizu. Elevadai kshiesh reifa ache askina, ולפילו הוכי מרפאי רפוע נפש, דהיינו גופוי, לפי שלא ימין כל אודם זכר לסרפי סבוכי איסה בירושלמי. We'll come back to this one. Let us just see for one second Rabbi Kivegel. The Ran says about Philovi, he mentions many alochis. Thus none. So, upon him, the Ran said that if there are no other doctors, let's talk about this case. If there's no other doctors, and he can't have an law for me, I'm allowed to be merapa his behemoth. That's what the Ran said. Temeini, because mitzvah called it, that's how the, Hashem ain't a tam the mishum mitzvah, by Hashavis Aveda, the tam is not mishum mitzvah rashoi lehanei. It's Mavriach Ari. The heter of Marzalei Aveide is Mavriach Ari. Umeineye rak lacheirem litloi. If I have a Mavriach Ari, v'loi mikri mahaneh. That's not called his mahaneh. V'zeh shayich baveide, de ba'ashavose eini mashbiach laveide atzmo, elo de meineye acheirem litloi. All what he's doing over there, he's giving him back his possession. It belongs to the Baal Aveda. I'm giving you back your chayfetz. So Memele, what did I accomplish that I did not let someone take it away? So that's called Mavriach Ari. Avul hochid de behemtei chayla. Here the behem is a chayla. Vohu merape oiso umashbiach nechose, vohodif mimefatim behemtoi, vohoso betzorechim. He says, here you have a sick behemoth, and you're going and making from a sick behemoth a gesunte behemoth, so here I'm mashbiach yo nechose, so it's a zicha biyosa. He doesn't understand the Ran. This is Rabbi Kivegel's kasha. Now, I'd like to say over a chazenish. The Chazaynish goes on this Rabbi Kivegel, right in Kuflam Edvov. Hagoyim Rabbi Kivegel begilyan hikshir, deshani aveide demachse leidide, avol hoche have kemezen behem te dosa kedesnan leel. Veheinai move. So he says he doesn't understand. Demachse aveide nami, if he wouldn't return, it would also be avuda. He's also, because of him, umiyu. We'll come back to this kashya. He says the meduba is not, he's goyrim loy ribi nechosem. The shaila is, if the Baal Aveda can't have anor from the Maxer, so the problem is, I'm matriach l'taymosa. I'm taking your avoda and bringing it back to you. V'atayreach hu dover shel shivui. Now, this is a service which is worth money. U'maneyu bozeh. And I'm helping you. V'ahetar shel shovas avedahu mishum dekivin d'tayreach zeh mitzvu shechayach toitayre. And since this is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, is iyu b'mitzvah katorach, v'chaveiroi memeila mesana. That means I'm not doing a service for you, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom said I should return a Vedas. And when you're getting back, he says the deen is not on the chayfis, the deen is on the service. So the lomdus is mitzvah kovet. I'm not doing it for you. So I'm doing for the Rabbi Yisholim and Meila Misam. Behind the time, the Makriv Loi Kol Benoisov, Umelamdei Medrash. He says all these halachas that we learned, the Nichnas Levakroi, be mitzvah. The answers glow mitzvah Kovin. V'hochinami k'shebehemtoi choile, ubiyad aroi filatzi lava bechlala shavas aveide. That's what the Ran says. Umiyu. So I'm doing the mitzvah. So we're always speaking about services, and services there's a heter of mitzvah. Mi umah shechilu karan. Now he says l'chayre. So the chazanish got stuck. I'm doing a mitzvah, and he put into the settle of mitzvah melamdei medrash, makivol of kol benoisov. I'm doing mitzvahs. For me, ma shechila karam beiker oifa acher osa tzorich ta. So now all of a sudden, but the Ran says a pesatnai that is there's no other doctor. Halei b'marze avidasu leshman echilik beinika acher lelekar acher. So he got stuck now, the Chazenish. He said, let's talk about Koyin. It says, Makrib Olof Kinizovim Azovis. Because, but there's 200 other Kahanim. But I can do, ich do a mitzvah. So what's the difference? V'nire, together aveide bizman shabailim kan, Eina ella bizman shena tzola mitzuye, v'rak yesh yochid sheyocha lahatzol. Avo bizman shena tzola mitzuye lakil, afo gam da baylam atzma eini boki berefuwe, ein ze bachal aveda, la baylam seicha roife matzu, shleichai v'teire l'sham ishas chavere b'china. So, the Chazanish is a boy of the Kizach. He says, the shame aveda, if the baylam is here, the Ran says, a boy of the Kizach, that the Bailam is here, the Behemah is sick, so the Ran says, that's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. We have here a Shavas Aveda when the Bailam is around. This is a very unique type of Aveda. So Pshat is because the Bailam is not a doctor, he doesn't know how to heal it. So he says, if there's 20 doctors, you just lift up the phone, you call up any veterinarian. So, Memele, so, but here, here you have someone they not let they have an offer. See, tell them. Mitzvah, do a mitzvah. Never chasik behemet. There's no such mitzvah whatsoever. There's no such mitzvah as Shavas Aveda. You don't want to spend money for a veterinarian, so there's a mitzvah on me to do your shemushim. I should heal your behemet. But he says, here he says, over there, he says, That means if this is a service, which normally one purchases the service. So Memele, and there are other doctors over here. So Memele, so I should do it for you. I'm doing a mitzvah. There's no such mitzvah. That's what the Ran means. So Mamela, So the Chazanish says that the Ran is speaking about a service, and Fakert is zichah mitzvah v'shabbos aveide, and the together Hashabbos aveide is mutter als mitzvah. So if there's no other doctor, it's a mitzvah v'shabbos aveide. If there is a doctor, so there's a mitzvah v'shabbos aveide. That's what the Chazanish says. Now I'd like to mention one thing. That Rabbi Kiveger, I understand Rabbi Kiveger very well. We hear that the Ran said Kisei de Mavriach Ari, which some of the Chazanish is ignoring this. We hear a Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet. We hear a Machlekes, two Lashonis in the Gemara. If Nichsei, Nichsei marzer asurim al balaveide, if he's allowed to be meishiv his aveide. We hear on the flamedala the mad aleph, a machloikis if Nichsei marzer is asum al balaveide. Aber ben Nichsei marzer asum al balaveide, loy mahadalei. So one man the omer said loy mahadalei. Mishum dekom mahanilei, because he's mahanilei. Vaod tvei mi perei aloi chayvoi, dekamamtilei biyodei, viloi dekamahadilei efshe de posta minei legamri. We hear a Gemara and daf lamedal, and this taxime, this is the makir of Rabbi Kiveger. So if I don't understand the Chazanish. We hear a machloikis, if nichsei marzes or sum balaveide, he's mahani, va'odiflei mi perea chayvai. This is not considered a mavriyachari. So we mentioned Rabbi Ber says that if my aveide, my nechosim is in a matzav of ovut, so I mean now it's, you have a wallet with $10,000 lying in the middle of Harlem, And there's 20 schwarzes there. This is called that it's ovut. By me picking it up and pushing away the schwarzes, I mean, so ovut, it's ovut me many. So that's called, that's worse than mavriyachari. It's worse than mavri. It's called, it's posit, and I mean mashbiachit. Hashboch is also, that's the called mavriyachari. Paying a choivis, I'm taking care of the malve. But if it's avud, and that's called our mashbir. We are machloikis. If you have a sick animal, this is 1,000 times better than something that's avud and someone will take it away. Here we are machloikis, if a dava avud is called a mashbir. But you have a sick animal, the animal is sick. You have to be mashbir, the animal. Now this is not called mavriyachari. This is called Aymashbiach, the animal. That's what it's called. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. There are two problems. It's 100% right. When a person is marzer on a veda, there are two diyunim. This a service that he's doing, and that's takatoli in mitzvah. That's takatoli in mitzvah. It's memela misad. But there's something else by returning the davar ha'avod. Is it called midam denav shekonotu? Does this come to nishma yashikoye? Or do I say since it was lost, so it's called already that a mishbiachet? You didn't have it anymore. That's a called midam denav shekonotu. That's the lashon of the Ran. You don't have anything. I'm being mashbir. That's called ashbocha. So I'm giving you. I was mashbir your nechosim. That's also. That's not called mavriyachari. So by aveidu yev amachloikis amayroim and ashaylav amayroim. If aveidu is called mashbir, two lashonis in the Gemara. So afilu we hold aveidu is not called mashbir because vinitvi. It's the aveda. Nothing happened to the aveda. There's 20 schwarzes around it. So you have 20 aris. So it's vaita mavriyach ari. But if you have a behemoth that's sick, So the behemah is a sick behemah now. This is not a dover chitzoni that wants to take it away. The behemah is sick. You have to make from a sick behemah lebedik. You have to do something. The ain lachash bocha godl mizet. That is Rabbi Kibbeinu's kasha and the Rav.